America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Why is everyone so f***ing stupid?
The top five.
Butthead.
Way to go, dumbass.
Buttheads.
Butthead. Jackass.
Butthead.
Idiot.
Butthead.
Just extremely stupid people.
It's the top five buttheads.
Butthead.
Butthead.
The Billy Madison Show.
Number five, the buttheads. Orange balloon fetish weirdo banned from having them after sick act with the decoration. So this guy had a balloon fetish and was being weird with it. This offender had a fetish for orange balloons, is behind bars again. This dude, I guess he breached his, you know, he had been doing weird stuff since 2017. And so they searched his, you know, home and stuff. They found a bunch of photos of women just blowing up balloons or doing stuff with balloons.
Yep.
And this guy had, this is his 36th time this dude has broken a series of court orders.
God.
He loves balloons.
Yeah. He does not respect the court.
Obviously not. But for whatever reason, he's got a sexual deviant obsession with orange balloons and then touches himself.
Yeah.
To these balloons.
I've heard of people being into balloons before, too.
What?
Yeah. I've seen it on one of those shows. They have, like, balloon fetishes kind of thing.
Well, yeah, what he does is he simulates sex with the orange balloon.
Mm-hmm.
He does it in a shed. Remember you used to have that weird sex shed at your parents' house?
He just lived there.
Yeah, that was it.
I thought it was a living shed. It wasn't a sex shed.
I thought it was a sex shed.
No. He had sex in it, but it was also for just living.
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't your parents catch you a lot of times touching yourself in that shed?
No. He was a boy going through puberty. What was he going to do?
He was 20 years old.
So what? He's supposed to not touch himself?
He was an old man at that point.
Have all them damn kids if you can't give them different rooms.
That's true. Well, no, his parents wanted him to move out. He was 18. They're like, all right, we've had enough of you.
He was 18, he couldn't read.
Yeah.
You kind of locked in at that point.
And he had an extension.
When you find out NARS condition, sometimes you have a son for life.
They should have.
Yeah. You have a son for life.
But I think his dad blamed the mom, right? Like, damn it, your dumb genes.
That's usually what happens, right?
Yeah, I bet she just went around, oh, yeah, your dumb, stupid genes.
Yeah.
Gave us his son. I mean, now we're stuck.
I know.
With
I blame. I blame my kid's mom, like her side, for how my kid runs and stuff. I'm like, that's your side of the family.
Oh, because she doesn't run very athletic.
I mean, yeah, and she can't argue it because not one person on her side of the family has ever competed in one athletic event.
All right. Does she know how to ride a bicycle?
No. No.
Never learned to ride a bicycle.
I should put her running on pay-per-view. I mean, it's the funniest thing you ever seen, bro.
Number four.
Sickening tourists strip naked at Big Daddy Beauty Spot that's popular with families.
Mm.
And so these tourists started to strip and get naked. It's called Big Daddy's.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Three male tourists decided to strip and get naked and sunbathe together on Big Daddy Sand Dune.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're tourists, so.
Three dudes.
Yeah.
As a man, I've never thought about wanting to tan naked.
No. Yeah, I've never thought about tan lines.
No, I mean, you like to pee outside, Derek, but
I do,
that's
but
it.
It's not for tanning reasons. It's just because peeing outside's the best.
Yeah, you it like is. That.
Yeah.
Three unnamed men were pictured sunbathing naked on Big Daddy Sand Dune, one of this top attractions in this country, and they're saying that this is awful. The families walk around there.
Not families.
They got three dudes just with their dinghies out.
Yeah, I mean, it's illegal, right?
Yeah, it is illegal. Yeah, all right. It's terrible. So they might be in trouble.
Number three.
Sick couple thought they were going to meet up with this girl so they could get her pregnant.
Mm.
So this couple had a pregnancy fetish, and what they wanted to do is they wanted to get this girl pregnant, this teenager.
Oh, God.
And the sick couple thought they were going to meet up with her and get her pregnant.
Luckily, it was just a sting operation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they got them both. But it's weird that the woman was also involved, right?
Yeah, probably a nasty woman.
She wanted her man to get this girl pregnant.
Mm.
Oh,
very
look
creepy,
at this.
Very creepy.
Look, there's
the
woman.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew it.
Look.
Oh.
It's always the ugliest woman you've ever seen.
Look like a dude.
Yeah, she is not attractive.
Mm-mm.
And there's the guy.
Oh, my God.
Look at him.
She looked better than he did.
Like I can't believe they didn't know it wasn't a sting operation. They should have known it was a sting operation because anybody replied.
Because how ugly they were.
Yeah, like how do you not, no self-awareness there? Like, that's clearly the cops.
Yeah.
Number two.
Have you seen this? A man bites young boy's ear at World Snooker Championship, sparking police investigation. This video was circulating online.
I did not. I don't follow the snooker championship very much.
Well, they were doing, it was, these people were in the background.
Yeah.
And you know how they have commentary and they were discussing it, you know, the analysts?
Yep.
In the background, there was a man, and he, like, leaned in and started sucking on this little boy's ear.
That's insane.
It was
it was disgusting.
You saw it, right?
Dude, it was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how this
guy... Now, police have put a photo on that guy, and they're trying to locate him. Yeah,
dude,
it's bad.
I don't know how you didn't see that. It was disgusting.
Yeah, it's one of the bigger stories over the weekend.
And now, the top butthead of the day. Number one.
Snooker championship?
Yeah, look it up. A dude killed wife... and bought X-rated sex doll using her insurance cash.
Hmm.
So not only did he kill his wife, he replaced her with a sex doll with her own money.
Oh, God. That's the ultimate level of disrespect.
All right, we'll be right back.